I'm on my way. day. True house slippers on with a smile on my face.
I'm a lady, that you are my lady. You got the yum, 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 yum.
You got the yum, yum, yum. Whoa. Whoa. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, the yum.
Hello and welcome back, dear listeners. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right, I can't hear myself. This is Comp 40 Office Hours coming at you live on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. How are we doing today?
Pretty solid. Yeah, I'm trying to think of happenings besides the weather and coronavirus. Seem like cop-out things to talk about.
That's true. I feel like that's all anyone talks about anymore. Is the coronavirus.
It is good small talk.
We talked about it for like an hour last night.
We did talk about that for an hour last night. Some light conversation before bed. That was good. Our loyal listeners might be wondering, who's that? There's another female voice I don't recognize. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. my name is Hannah. Do you want my last name as
well? No, that's okay.
By the way,
I often talk about you and use your full name, so they might already know.
Well, if the fables are true, that's me.
Yeah, it's good. Well, welcome to the studio. We just listened to Yummy by Justin Bieber, and before that was Super Love by, I don't know how to pronounce that, Wet Hand. Perhaps Wet Hand.
How many times today have you listened to Yummy?
How many times did I listen to it this morning?
I don't want to say.
At least 4 times before class. And then
Too many.
And then my headphones were dead, so I couldn't listen to music on the way to class. Otherwise, it would have been at least 4 more times. So that's where we're at. Did someone just walk in? Oh, yes. Hello.
How many times this morning do you think Justin Bieber listened to Yummy?
I would hope 0. I think it's kind of ridiculous to listen to your own music that much.
Do you think he does?
I think Justin Bieber forgets his songs as soon as he records them. Do you remember when he tried to sing Despacito?
Well, that's because he didn't know the Spanish, right? That's true, though. I don't know, because the only thing I can compare that to in my own life is TikToks. Like, I watch the TikToks that we make often, and so I guess I am consuming my own content that I've created.
That's true. But some there aren't really words loop. To that.
No, there's no words.
No, the dance moves.
The dance moves.
Those are pretty complicated.
They're pretty complicated. Yeah. I showed you them, right? DJ Pizza Days? I sent you one of our TikToks.
I admit that I haven't seen your most recent TikTok.
It was so good. We'll watch it right after this.
It was a good one.
Okay.
It was a really good one. Okay, I have nothing more to say to you right now.
You have anything to say? I don't have anything to say to you, so.
All right, that's fine then. Let's do that.
I hate it all planned out before you met me. Who's gonna leave early so swiftly? Maybe in a fire or crash off a ravine, people would weep how tragic so early. I was gonna die young. Gotta contend with the living blues. I could've missed it, I never knew. Chain reaction, but you're holding the fuse. I was gonna die.
Down on me.
Hey there, super fans. We just listened to Better by Maggie Rogers, and before that was Falling Water, also by Maggie Rogers. The trend of today is that we clearly really like Maggie Rogers. You might even get some more of her later on in the show. We were just discussing, so I'm drinking a juice, and I made the mistake of looking at the nutrition facts and found that it has 53 grams of total sugars, but 0 grams of added sugars, and I was still kind of shocked by how sugary this is. I found that kind of upsetting.
I think the recommended, like, number of grams of sugar for an adult per day is about 17.
Is that true?
Yeah.
All right, so should I just not drink any more of this now that I've had a third of it? Maybe we'll leave this behind.
Chug it.
What fruits are in here? It's apple juice. Apple juice is very...
It's got apple, pineapple, kiwi. I'm not sure what else.
Interesting. Odorless garlic is the last ingredient.
I saw that.
How?
What is that?
How does that exist?
Is that a GMO?
Can I buy that?
I don't know. Is that good? I feel like I kind of like the odor of garlic.
I do like the odor. I just don't like
tasting it. I don't like it on my fingers after I cut it, you know?
I'm really bad with, like, I don't like anything on my fingers. I wash my hands after almost every vegetable I cut.
I'm sure that's
good. How about
good
hot thing? Cheetos?
After I cut hot Cheetos.
I wonder just if the school julienned. Lunches now count hot Cheetos as a vegetable.
Like pizza as a vegetable?
Yeah.
Interesting. I wonder.
Maybe as dairy. You know, the cheese.
Oh, God.
Ooh.
That's like how Oreos are vegan because they're just so fake that it's no actual milk products in the cream. Well, so we were talking about how juice cleanses are probably not good for you, or at least have not scientifically been proven to be good for you. And our guest DJ Hannah raised an interesting question that we must all consider now, which is, what is your favorite tooth? Do you have an answer to this? Did I make it clear why we were talking about teeth? No.
Oh, because we were talking about juices and then all liquid diets.
Yeah.
And then the need for humans to use their teeth and not just drink juices all day.
Right.
And then that got us to think about teeth and our favorite tooth.
Okay, favorite tooth, DJ
Hannah.
Yeah.
I think, like, I have, like, a sort of appreciation for the teeth that are in between your canines and your front teeth, because, like, what is their purpose? You never think about them, but they're there, you know?
Can you smile so I can see them? Oh, those ones.
You know?
Interesting.
Like,
do you think you could survive without them?
I'm sure. Yeah.
Well, obviously survive. But
also,
do you think,
like, kids that are missing those two teeth are, like, so cute, you know?
I think it's cute when they're missing their two front teeth.
That's cute too, but little children are just cute.
I don't know if I have a favorite. I really like my canines.
Canines are nice, but also one of mine is chipped.
Oh, how did that happen?
I just bit down too hard once.
Ew, and part of your tooth came off?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Unfortunate. What about you, Eric?
Hot take, wisdom teeth.
Oh, do you still have yours? Oh, we both got ours out.
We both got ours out on the same weekend or something.
Do you have holes there? Can you feel the holes?
Nope, they filled in.
Okay. Yeah, same.
Or, like, closed up, I don't know.
I've got some, okay.
I just feel gums back there now.
Yeah.
Did you keep your teeth after they were extracted?
My mom has them.
Really?
I think.
I didn't know that was an option.
I know, I didn't even think about it until I got home, and then I was like, oh man, I wish I had my teeth.
I should have asked for I feel like everything. I'd be fine without them.
My mom still has my first tooth that I lost. Did you guys ever get those little, like, tooth necklaces?
Mm-hmm. Every time we lost one in school.
Oh, yeah, he has a favorite tooth, too.
You have a favorite tooth? Oh, we have another guest in the studio saying
teeth.
He also had a necklace with a tooth in it. Yeah, very important.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that. My nurse yanked out one of my teeth as well.
Oh, my God.
I remember that. That was fun. Any other thoughts on teeth? They're super useful. And do you guys know how many we have?
Ooh, should we count right now?
I thought it was like, wasn't it like, I was going to say 24, but I realized I do not, I have more than 12
I was gonna
on top.
I was going to say 28 or 32.
I think it's,
I bet it's in the,
it's
I bet
like
it's
high
30
20s,
32.
Low 30s, yeah.
Based on whether you have
that's a lot
wisdom
of teeth.
Left.
It's a lot.
Okay, how many teeth do you think you actually need to be able to eat comfortably?
Two?
One on the top, one on the bottom.
Like when you draw cartoon characters, they got like, one bottom tooth and one top tooth.
How do you draw your cartoon
I feel like
characters?
You need at least a couple of different types, though, you know? Because you need, like, some biting teeth. You need some chewing teeth.
Right. Okay. I could go with...
Bite, tear, chew. Yeah. So six.
You need front ones to bite and a couple back ones to chew.
Yeah, you need a couple.
You need a couple molars.
I guess it depends what you eat, too.
Right. If you're doing a juice cleanse for your entire life, you need zero teeth, I suppose. All right. Well, listeners, if you have any idea on the number of teeth you need to get through this life, please call in and let us know. Up next, we have Hard Place by Her.
Wanna believe what you say, but I hate you on most days. You've been testing my faith and my patience, yeah. And you know that I be headstrong, but you know that you be dead wrong. Telling me to relax when I'm reacting, but I'd rather fight and lose sleep at night. At least you're on a choice when I'm gonna have to pick my poison. How you hurt me so good, so good. And even when you cause tears, you're the one to wipe them away. Maybe that's the reason I stay. And if I have to choose my about your boy.
By Benet, not Beignet. Thank you for that suggestion.
Not Bidet either.
Not Bidet either. Thank you for that suggestion, DJ Hannah. All right, what have you got for us?
We have a PSA called Next Trip to the River. It's going to be acted out by, I think, all three of us.
I'll share this mic with you. Okay. All right, I'm Sound Effects. Who are you?
I'm Karen.
I'm Laura.
All right, I'm just going to read the sound effects because I can't make them. Birds chirping. Children laughing. Sprinkler. Collar jingling. That's so good.
Welcome back. How was the trip to the river?
Oh, it was just fantastic.
Lucky you not being around for all of that rain.
It sure looked like a lot of runoff. Anyways, I've got to get going. Let's catch up soon.
Sounds good.
Woof, woof.
Hey, wait. You've got to make sure you pick that up.
Really? But no kids play in this part of the neighborhood, and it's decomposable, isn't it?
True, but all of that rain and stormwater runoff will pick up things like fertilizer, pesticides, trash, and dog waste, which will go down the nearest drains and waterways and end up in streams, lakes, and rivers.
Oh, what? Make sure you pick up dog waste to keep bacteria out of our water. We want to keep it swimmable and boatable. Wouldn't want Buddy putting a damper on your next trip to the local river. Woof, woof. Brought to you by the Mystic River Watershed Association.
That's it.
Thanks. Thanks for listening to this really important PSA.
I had no idea that this PSA was going to be that dog poop.
That took an unexpected turn, for sure. Although, actually, Emily was telling me about this the other day, that dogs have been dying by the Mystic lately because of all this runoff sewage that goes into the water. And, like, just being near that water or touching it can kill dogs, like, almost instantly.
That's really sad. Okay, so this is actually quite relevant.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Think about it.
Yeah. Something to do with, like, how our plumbing can't handle the capacity of all the rainwater that we get sometimes. And so then they just don't filter it.
Oh.
And then it goes into the river.
Yeah, once it goes over capacity, then all the runoff just goes into the river.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was a good PSA. Be careful. Maybe don't take your dogs down to the river on really rainy days.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Any further thoughts? Oh, interesting. Have you considered the alternatives? Alrighty, let's get back to the music.
to work. Take a little time.
Hello again.
Hey.
I have a joke for you guys. I was just on my favorite website, which is reddit.com/r/dadjokes, as I've mentioned many a time. Do you want one joke or two jokes?
Let's see how the first one goes.
Okay. Oh, shoot, I lost it. Oh, what rhymes with orange? No, it doesn't.
Okay.
Orange?
No, it's like as if it was a statement, like, what rhymes with orange? And then I say, no, it doesn't.
Oh.
Because the word what does not rhyme with the word orange.
I feel
orange.
Like you have to do that much explanation. Let's try the second one.
Okay. My wife forgot the code to her luggage, but I managed to figure out. You can say, I solved the case. No, nothing?
Wait, the, like, a case is like luggage?
Like, because there's a combination lock on the luggage. Okay, last one. I can't believe someone broke into my garage and stole my limbo stick. Seriously, how low can you go?
I like that one.
All right. I guess reddit.com/r/dadjokes is not cutting it for you guys today. I tell a joke often that you told me, DJ Hannah, which is, where do knights keep their armies?
Where do emperors keep their armies?
I say
knights don't have
kings,
armies.
Kings. Where do kings keep their armies?
Eric, do you know the answer to this one?
Is it in their sleeveys?
Correct. I think I've told that joke so many times that now everybody knows it. All right. Well, at least I try. You know, at least I make a concerted effort.
To go on reddit.com/r/dadjokes.
At least like one time out of five, you'll get a laugh, you know?
And that's enough for me.
That's a pretty good percentage.
Yeah. Actually, my senior quote in high school was, one advantage of talking to yourself is that someone's always listening. I think that's very applicable in a situation like this, where I'm laughing, and so that's enough for me, truly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Happy for you.
Thank you so much.
And your high school self.
And my high school self, yeah. Mm. All right, we just listened to You Know I'm No Good by Amy Winehouse. Before that, we had Sound and Color by the Alabama Shakes. And we've got a couple more songs for you before we turn it over to Ray, who is on after us. Enjoy.
every day feel like it's Christmas. Never wanna stop feeling like the first thing on your wish list, right up at the top. I can't deny what I'm feeling inside. Nothing fake about the way you bring me to life. You make every day feel like it's Christmas. Every day that I'm with you, look at the lights twinkling bright 24/7. Every inch of Central Park is covered in white. This could be heaven, and I don't want to miss a single thing. Don't wanna put an end to all this shit, but as long as you're with me, it's always the time of the year. You make every day feel like it's Christmas. Never wanna stop feeling like the first thing on your wish list.
Thanks, Natasha. And it's 1 o'clock. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Okay.